5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, the spot to watch some college ball this weekend or NFL the following weekend. They got the Red Zone package there. They've got obviously great beer and cocktail food options during the games, and everybody will have a good old time all football season long at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. They've got happy hour going on right now every Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m. $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. And when you're there, you try the Yucca Tots, like I suggest, and maybe that blueberry cobbler wheat ale, which is so damn good. So
yeah,
get there's probably guys who are playing with the Dolphins for the last couple of months that could use a Funky Buddha tonight. Worry about start to figure out what comes next.
Get you the blueberry wheat ale. All the new stuff's good, but man, don't miss out on that maple bacon coffee porter or that Op Gun either now.
Put them on the map. Put them on the map. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. It was cut down day in the NFL. Every team got to get down to 53 man rosters. And Solana has the latest.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter, why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Unfortunately, it seems like the Dolphins are asleep at the wheel, gentlemen.
What?
Or they're just not tweeting anything out. I mean, either or.
I mean, give us something, Dolphins.
David Fironas.
Sitting there since 4 o'clock. We're waiting for things to happen.
David Fironas has just tweeted out, two undrafted rookies have made the Dolphins' initial 53-man roster. Dorm stuck.
Jimmy's man.
Storm Duck and Andrew Meyer. He adds, it's the fourth straight year at least one undrafted free agent, or UDFA, has made the 53-man roster.
I do love those stories because we know, I mean, obviously, Aronde, he was undrafted. All of a sudden, he's with the Cowboys. They win a Super Bowl that year and has a nice NFL career. Nick Needham, we talked about him earlier, and he did get waived today, got released today by the Dolphins, but he was an undrafted free agent, had a nice career with the Dolphins. I love those stories. I really do.
You know what it does say? And I'm with you. I love the stories. It says that your evaluation process for players got something going. Because it's not – and I would love to give, you know, Korean Chris. I love Chris Greer. I think he's a very good GM. But Chris Greer is not looking at Storm Duck. Chris Greer is looking at the top guys. He has a staff that has to evaluate the UFAs and to have guys every single year that no one thought should be drafted and make your team. That's impressive on the college evaluation staff of the Dolphins.
And then it also shows you that, like, you work hard in practice, you make a name for yourself, you get a couple of opportunities in a preseason game, which we always laugh at and poo-poo. But, I mean, Storm Duck, for me, it was preseason game number two, right? It was game number two, I think. But that may have given him an NFL career.
Mm-hmm. His name doesn't hurt either.
I'm telling you, if his name is Bob Smith.
He's not on this team at Bob Smith.
No emojis for Bob Smith.
How y'all feel about Storm? Man, Storm ain't bad, man. Yeah. You like Bob? Yeah, he's not.
Nah, Bob nothing.
It's funny how much you guys like the undrafted story in the NFL, but when the Heat do it with undrafted guys, you like to overlook them the entire time. Never talk
Hold
about how
second.
Great of a story
I'm not
it
telling
is.
You Storm Duck is going to be a Pro Bowler.
Right.
I like the story of them making the team.
Okay.
What you do with the Heat is that whoever an undrafted free agent is that they sign is going to become the next Michael Jordan. I mean, you don't have any kind, like, you're from here to there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's a nice story when they make a 53-man roster.
Okay. I'm just saying, keep that same energy with the Miami Heat. That's all I'm saying.
Hey. And there's 15 of them. Dolphins keep 53 and 8 don't even dress. Are we going to see Storm Duck win a game this year? I would say no.
That'd be great, though.
It would. But you – hey. This 14th guy on the bench, man, he's a steal.
This didn't seem to have that same amount of love for Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson. But all right, you guys do you, man. Whatever.
Hey, Duncan, $90 million.
I didn't have that love for Duncan Robinson.
Not until I didn't have that leaping love for Duncan Robinson. Not at the beginning.
I will strangle you.
I don't love Duncan Robinson right now.
The Marlins, they play tonight, 8:40 versus Colorado. Game two of a four-game series. Hey, you saw McDonald's is officially bringing back the Chicken Big Mac to the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. More places should do Big Mac-style sandwich. It's really like a club sandwich where you've got that extra piece of bread in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want two patties with an extra bread versus one patty with no extra bread? It seems like a no-brainer.
What about just a double chicken sandwich? You can hold the carbs.
There's nothing special about, I don't know, two chicken patties on top of each other?
Oh, I do it all the time.
No, you need a separator. No, you need a separator.
A piece of bread?
Yeah, yeah, you got to have a separator.
No, two patties, cheese in the middle, two chicken patties.
I'm taking a bite into a big honking piece of chicken? No, thanks.
I want some meat.
That is funny,
yeah,
though.
With a separator. Separator.
We do it with burgers. Like, you have no problem ordering two burger patties on top of each other, a double or
love
a triple.
Double burger. Completely different scenario.
But we won't do it with chicken. Why not?
Right. Why? Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
To have chicken laying on chicken?
It is ridiculous. That's not the way God intended it.
So beef can touch, but chicken can't touch?
There you go. You nailed it.
Y'all know I'm not a big Big Mac fan. Double quarter pound is way better than a Big Mac.
I'm gonna blow your mind here. And I've never had a chicken sandwich separated, by a piece of bread with two patties or whatever. But I'm going to blow your mind here. A double burger patty is always the best way to eat two burgers. It's better than the Big Mac style. But two chicken patties, it's always better if you eat it Big Mac style.
BS.
All right.
Foolishness.
Well, I gave it a shot.
I'll get a double quarter pounder and take the bottom bread off just for meat.
I blew my own mind because I have no problem. I'll go to Wendy's. Dave's triple. I mean, throw as many patties on top of each other.
Don't need any separators.
None.
Mm-mm.
But like, I go to, we always talk about the original chicken sandwich at Burger King Hawk.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't that on their menu? A double original chicken sandwich. Just layer another.
It's foul. No pun. You got that, Jimmy. It's foul. You get it?
Yeah.
I got it.
You get it? That's cute. Yeah. That's cute.
You know why they didn't do double originals? Because they don't sell single originals, because that's the worst chicken sandwich ever created in mankind.
It's a plank of chicken the size of a surfboard. And it's just the surfboard
chicken sandwich. It's terrible.
So delightful.
They keep five of those planks in any restaurant at one time.
I don't think they have them anymore.
They do. Yes, they do.
They still have the original chicken sandwich?
100% they still have that.
I gotta go there again.
And get the French fries.
The last time you ate one of those great sandwiches, Hawk?
Came up on my Snapchat the other day. You and I were in Vegas. It was for Mayweather McGregor. Like 6 or 7 years ago, yesterday or the day before, and we were flying out of Vegas, and I snapped this out because I thought it was so staggeringly ridiculous. It was like 10:30 in the morning. You're at the airport Burger King and you got a fish sandwich before we flew from Vegas to Miami. The morning fried fish sandwich at the airport Burger King. Delicious. I mean, that's the guy I'm traveling with.
Fresh off the boat.
Oh, yeah, in Vegas, a desert, by the way. Get a fish sandwich at Burger King already, you're taking your life in your hands. Now you're doing it in a desert. Uh-huh. I mean, What kind of judgment is that?
I might have been pescatarian at the time.
Anything else in the headlines, Solana?
I truly feel bad for your body. Just all around, all your life decisions, everything.
Have you seen? He made it better when he walked with his bare feet into the urine-soaked lavatory later on the flight.
Have you seen this body? Judge it for yourself.
Woo! You look like a fillet of fish.
I look like somebody that should work at that Aussie place in Vegas.
Hawk has 45 minutes for Bailey Zappi, Mike White.
Come on, Bailey.
And who else, Jimmy, to make a roster?
Mike White? You already said that already.
Yeah, you nailed it. Mike White, Mike White, and Bailey Zappi. He has 45 minutes for all three of those players to make an NFL roster.
Ben DiNucci, Jimmy. So close.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
Do a quick Twitter search here for Bailey Zappi. See if we just missed the news. No, he's been released, but nothing beyond that.
Belichick's going to hire him, though. Belichick's going to hire him as like a clerk for his for his office. Just come here, Bailey. I got you.
Ben DiNucci. Nothing doing just yet.
Call 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, low 80s. It's around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
Kicking it on third down.
Who's out there? Thomas or Mowry?
Thomas,
8 of 9 in his field goals. His long one, 40. This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Missed it to the right.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Today was a fun show, man.
Yes.
I have a Funky Buddha tonight. I celebrate today's show. Tuan Russell is always great. Ian O'Connor in the 3 o'clock hour talking about Aaron Rodgers. That was excellent. And we've monitored the Dolphins releases all day long. So the surprising one here at the end of the show, Eric Ezukama does not make the 53-man roster. Ooh. That's a bit of a shocker. So the Dolphins 53-man roster is set. They've tweeted it out. Your quarterbacks, Tua and Skyler. Running backs and fullbacks, Achan, Ingold, Mostert, Jeff Wilson Jr., Jalen Wright. We know that Chris Brooks was released. Mm-hmm. Wide receivers, they're only keeping 4. Braxton Berrios, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Malik Washington. Tight ends, Tanner Connor, Julian Hill, Jonnu Smith, Durham Smythe. Offensive linemen, Armstead, Brewer, Cotton, Driscoll, Eichenberg, Austin Jackson, Robert Jones, Kendall Lamb, Andrew Meyer, and Patrick Paul. Defensive linemen, Calais Campbell, Deshaun Hand, Benito Jones, Brandon Peely, Zach Sealer. And linebackers, Quinton Bell, Jordan Brooks, Mohamed Kamara, David Long Jr., Ogba Phillips, Duke Riley, Chop Robinson, Channing Tindall, Anthony Walker Jr. Your cornerbacks, Ethan Bonner, my guy. Storm Duck, Jimmy's guy. Kendall Fuller, Kader Kohu, Saran Neal, Jalen Ramsey. Your safeties, Elijah Campbell, Javon Holland, Marcus May, Patrick McMorris, and Jordan Poyer. And your special teams, Jake Bailey, Jason Sanders. So Eric Ezukama doesn't make the team. Chris Brooks doesn't make the team. We know Mike White didn't make the team. Mike Harley didn't make the team. And there you go. So how about that?
Well,
figure it all out tomorrow.
He can't ride with 4 receivers, though. There will be
something's going to happen there. We know Odell Beckham's going to start the season on the PUP list, so he's going to miss the first 4 games at least. We're in the heart of hurricane season. It's been quiet. Knock on wood. I tell you all the time, though, hurricane season doesn't have to be as stressful as it's been. Contact BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Take that step to protect your home, your possessions, your family with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. It's a game changer during hurricane season. You've got PGT Custom Windows installed and protecting everything. It's just one less thing you have to worry about. So if you own a home here in South Florida, take that step now. Call BNT, get the ball rolling so PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be installed and functional in your home for future hurricane seasons. Call BNT Impact Windows right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com. Hurricane Hotline is coming up with Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
I love that dorm stuck.
Dorm stuck.